It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
One 888 767 4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. No matter what station in the great state of Arizona you are listening to us on, that is the one number you can reach us at. 1-888-767-4348. Back to labeling real quick. Read and follow directions. I know that's a couple words and it sounds very simple, but very few of us are diligent at that. And you were mentioning that there's some ads that kind of...
Well, just be careful. There are products this time of year, because it's spring, and it's spring. Now you're getting all the national advertising because it's spring everywhere, right? Not just here. We're ahead of the game. So you're getting the big national ads for products that claim to do this, claim to do that. And, you know, there are some things being advertised as weed killers. Well, they're certainly weed killers, but they're also non-selective soil sterilants that they'll kill everything. And they also keep, they can move through the soil. Or if there's a tree that has a root in that area and it goes into that soil there, it could kill the tree. So just be very careful and make sure whether it's a bug you're trying to kill on a plant or a weed you're trying to control, or, you know, for that matter, a plant. You know, just because you walk in and the plant's pretty doesn't mean it should grow here. You know, it does grow here. So it applies for everything, whether it's plants or plumbing supplies or electrical or whatever. Just make sure you are using the right product for the right use at the right time.
And you talked about killing more than one thing. A couple of years ago, Bayer contacted us and said, we want to advertise this new weed killer we've come out with called Durazone. We said, well, it's not available anywhere in Arizona, so I don't know if it's going to help you. And they said, well, it'll be there in the spring. So we'll send us some. We got to test and see if it works. And it does. But like you said, that will kill small trees. When they had their media day where they brought different radio hosts all together in their headquarters in North Carolina, everyone said the same thing. You know, we were testing it. We were trying to see how it works. It would kill trees 3 years and younger. So that Durazone, you hear it advertised, I think I've heard on 3 or 4 different stations. It works great, but it kills everything.
You know, the other thing you really have to watch, and I showed a guy the other day in the nursery. We had, you know, pretty windy conditions the last few days. People do not realize how far that stuff will drift in a slight breeze, let alone a wind. You know, you take little tiny fine mist as you're spraying, and it's moving 8, 10, 12 feet onto your desirable plant. So just be careful. Do it when the conditions are right. Follow directions. Use common sense. It's really all about common sense. I mean, you know, you wouldn't put automatic transmission fluid as your engine oil, okay? So, you know, it's just make sure you're using the right thing in the right place at the right time.
Well, it builds a real case for going somewhere where there's knowledgeable people to help you pick out what you're going to use.
Take a handful of weeds, put them in a Ziploc bag. If you got a plant that's got a yellow leaf, bring the yellow leaf in. You know,
do the digital pictures help or no? Not as well.
You know, it's better than nothing at all, obviously, but trying to identify something on that little 3-inch screen, even though you can blow it up pretty good, can be hard to get exactly right. Certainly if you're taking a picture of a plant and you just want to know what kind of plant it is, that usually works great. And it's certainly better than the old days when they just come in and say, I got yellow leaves and it looks like this. Well, okay, that could be 100 things.
I'd like to see the manufacturers that want us to read directions to put it in a font I could read.
Those
peel labels. There's little booklets behind the plastic label.
Yeah.
You can't read that.
No.
Even with readers on, you can't read that.
Right. They've crammed. There's so much legal mumbo jumbo in there because of our litigious society and things that got misused that it makes it really hard because it's hard to follow. And it isn't just a label anymore. It's a whole booklet of instructions, which is great information. It's just hard. Most of those, though, you can go on the internet and get that.
I'm glad I have your phone number and I can just say, John, this is what I got.
How much do I use?
He already addressed it. Just Ray had mentioned his wife looks it up on the internet, so when you can see it on a big screen, it's certainly easier.
I bought a product the other day that came in a cardboard box, and all of the instructions were in nice size font on the inside of the box. You had to undo the box and open it, lay it flat. All the instructions were there. It was actually pretty big font. I could read it. I thought that was novel. Save printing another little booklet.
Well, if they put it big font, we'd have to pay more. Because we'd have more paper, more books.
All right.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Steve, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Well, I can't get anything to grow in this patch of dirt I have in front of my brother's yard. Not even a weed. Other than getting rid of the soil so many inches down, what can I do to treat this soil? He's seeded it twice in the last 2 months. Which is probably overseeded, but
you're trying to get a lawn in.
Yeah, he wants to put a little Bermuda in. It's only a 15 by 15 square foot little patch in front of his house. It's circled by concrete and a brick wall, though.
Well, have you been trying to seed Bermuda grass?
Yeah. Well, say again.
Have you been trying to seed Bermuda grass?
Correct. Correct.
Well, it's too cold.
I know. That's what I told him too. I said that you need at least 60+.
Yeah. So I don't care what you do. You could have the best soil on the planet. And if you've been trying to get Bermuda grass to germinate, it isn't going to.
Okay. Now, even the stuff he's laid down, after the temperature hits right, the seed is probably ruined by now.
Right. The seed is only going to, you know, when you're watering it and it's exposed, some of it would be okay. I mean, it isn't all going to go bad. But you certainly will need to reseed it. And you're right. The nighttime temperature is about in the mid-60s is what you need to germinate. You
know, and we're only talking 15 by 15, just so thankfully sod. That's a pretty cheap mistake.
I mean, just go with sod.
Say what, yeah, exactly.
Go with sod, put a nice phosphate down for the root, and I think it'll be fine.
You know, a couple hundred square feet, you're talking. Yeah.
Put a little sand underneath it.
You know, $100 for sod.
But don't forget the phosphate. You can get some really good high-end phosphate, and maybe Harper sells that, but that's good for your root development. And it won't burn the plant.
And you're talking just like the sod that they come rolled up.
Just roll up, but incorporate sod in that top half inch of soil, and it'll stimulate the root growth. And it'll help with certain fungi and things like that.
Now, you guys don't specialize in just killing. Y'all also do a lot of fertilizing. And you were talking that it's a good time for queen palm treatments?
We start our queens in April. We do the basil. We do the drench. We do a preventative. It's a lot easier to prevent a disease than to cure it. Curing it, USV is a higher rate, it's curative rate, than a preventative rate. So if you have a healthy plant that's growing with, and the queen palms need manganese, not magnesium, but manganese. A lot of people, you need them both, but any fertilizer we add, we have a high-end manganese. And if you can, I don't even know if you can buy it. I can buy it, but I don't know if most.
We sell a powdered 51% manganese in powdered form.
We normally go with all of ours are liquids because we spray the top for the frizzle top. And so if you can get a foliar, I've always believed in foliar applications for a quick iron zinc deficiency, you can remedy that fast. I mean, you really can. So. Problem is if it's too far gone on queen palms because they're not native. I think they're from Brazil.
Yeah, well,
and
we're not even recommend planting queen palms anymore.
Yeah,
they're a tough palm to keep.
If you maintain them on a regular basis, we have some customers in these high dollar homes, and we do a regular treatments every 3 to 4 times a year. If you do that, once they start getting in their 20 year or something,
they mature out and then they do go down.
Susan and Anthem, welcome to the program. How may we help you? She wasn't quite ready yet, so we'll come back to her in a little bit. On lawns, you had mentioned it's not quite time yet. I still have some of the ryegrass up, and I've kept the watering system going. At what point do I switch over from
May?
May.
But you go 100 days back from the day you're going to plant the seed. So if you plant in October 3rd or October 5th or 10th, go back 100 days, and that's when we want to transition it out. So that way it'll give the time to Bermuda to grow in, be healthy. That's the problem with our lawns is we're not cutting out that ryegrass early enough. But, I mean, maybe
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And May is when usually, really usually it's May before we get mid-60s at night, before the Bermuda really wants to start kicking in. And that's the best time that you can start dethatching. You want to cut that ryegrass down really short, almost like you were going to plant a new lawn. Scalp it down, dethatch it.
There are chemical applications you can do. We don't do a lot of them because I don't want to do the chemicals if you don't have to. About 50% of the golf courses here do chemical treatments.
To kill the ryegrass, basically.
They kill the ryegrass out. And it's 2 weeks of, you know, not looking good grass, and then it's just jumping.
Well, either way, you're going to have a transitioned lawn for a couple of weeks, whether you force it or whether it does it on its own. The problem is that these ryegrasses are so much more heat tolerant. They go so long into the summer before they finally die that the Bermuda grass has died. To keep that from happening, you're better off having a burn-up looking lawn in early May and kind of get it all over with at one time than to have this patchwork lawn. And then all of a sudden in July, all of a sudden the ryegrass, a lot of people, they start calling us about the monsoon hits. What's wrong with my lawn? I say, well, you don't have one. it's gone because you had ryegrass up until now that you thought you had. It was really just still ryegrass. It finally died. Now there's nothing left.
And when that transition, when you're doing that, all the cultural practices that we want to practice, the watering, you know.
Bless you.
Excuse me. No, I was coughing. You don't want to have the nighttime watering for the fungi. There's a lot of different cultural practices. If you call an experienced person, they should know all these things and be able to tell you all what to do.
Hang tight. We'll be right back. Mike in Mesa wants to talk about sprinklers. Hector in Tucson wants to talk about interesting. Can he use vinegar to kill weeds? We'll cover that at next.
It's time to pick that.